En la guagua se quedó el olor de tu perfume. Tú eres una bellaca, yo soy un bellaco, eso es lo que nos une.
Well, I was born and raised in Mexico City. I was an attorney in Mexico. I came here at the end of 99 because I was married and my ex-husband, we divorced later on, came here for a job opportunity, and that was the main reason that I moved to San Luis. So after I came here to San Luis, the marriage didn't work out. We already had two daughters together. So it's when my journey started, trying to find myself, trying to find what I wanted to do that I could enjoy. And it's when all the challenges start, because it's not easy to come to this country and start basically from zero, because my degree, my law degree, is not valid here.
Bienvenidos. I am Alejandro Santiago.
And I am Gabriela Ramirez Arellano. What would you do? Arriving to a new country, losing everything you had and once knew, then finding yourself starting your life over.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
This is Tania's story. It's a story of many immigrants and refugees.
Tania's story is one of resilience, self-empowerment, rediscovery, family, hard work, and success. Her determination to provide a better tomorrow for her two daughters and a mission to have a fulfilling professional career took her on an unthinkable experience. However, she knew that those dreams were only going to become reality in St. Louis.
Tania Interian is a bilingual professional and attorney. She is the owner of Tania Interian State Farm Agency and is the co-chair of the Latino Roundtable of Southwestern Illinois, an organization that provides services and resources to the Fairmont City community. Listening to Tania's journey will reassure you that you are on the right path, even with its challenges and struggles.
As for me, it was a demonstration of strength and determination. She put her mind to her goals and she accomplished them, always having community and family at the center of it. Perhaps your journey is a lot like Tania's and ours. Reflect on your own life challenges and what you made out of them. As you listen to Tania's life journey, take time to think about how you've overcome many of your life challenges and how those moments impacted the you of today.
So after I came here to San Luis, the marriage didn't work out. It's when my journey started, trying to find myself, trying to find what I wanted to do that I could enjoy. And it's when all the challenges start, because it's not easy to come to this country and start basically from zero, because my degree, my law degree, is not valid here. And it was a big surprise for me that I could, you know, go to school for some time, but I didn't have the money, I didn't have the time, I have a lot of responsibilities, I still have, but I back then a lot, and I couldn't really afford to get back, so I wanted to find something meaningful to do here in San Luis. It's when my journey started here.
For many immigrants that come to the U.S., this is a common problem. If you are a highly educated professional from another country, your credentials may not be valid in the U.S., or your studies may not be transferable. You may need additional certification, accreditation, or even start over completely to continue to practice as a doctor or as an attorney. It can take you many years to revalidate all the teachings. Meanwhile, life continues to happen at the same time. We still have families that we need to support. We still have bills to pay. And we have new lives to establish and explore.
Starting in a new country, we try to understand the culture and language. So naturally, people tap into their skills to plant roots, start a new business, or change their career. According to the Migration Policies Report, foreign trained professionals in the United States often encounter significant obstacles on the path to professional practice. Immigrants and refugees must not only acquire appropriate professional language proficiency, navigate differences in workplace culture and recruiting practices, and find ways to demonstrate the value of work experiences and qualifications to local employers. In many occupations, they must be formally recertified before they can legally practice their profession, all of which is very hard to do, coupled with not having a centralized government agency regulating professional certifications. Some of the biggest companies today were founded by immigrants. For example, Sergey Brin, a Russian immigrant co-founded Google.
Andrew Grove from Hungary co-founded Intel.
Steve Chen from Taiwan co-founded YouTube.
Jerry Yang of Yahoo is from Taiwan.
And Mike Krieger from Brazil co-founded Instagram. And there are many, many more.
Wow, I think of the impact those companies have today, and that's just the big, famous companies. I'm thinking of all the smaller Main Street businesses that provide jobs in our neighborhoods and add to the economic vibrancy of our cities and communities. I am sure also that they had to face challenges along the way. Just like with all of them, Dania's success did not happen overnight. Gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud.
It's my life, it's now or never. You know, back then, like many people here in San Luis that came from Hispanic countries, I couldn't work legally. So I have just a few options back then. And the options that I had was working cleaning houses, babysitting kids, and in a restaurant. I'm always very aware of risks. I'm an insurance agent, but I had some legal background, so I was really scared to babysit kids or to work cleaning houses and that something arise, a problem, and I was getting into more problems. So I think the best path for me back then was working in a restaurant because I needed to work, I needed an income. I divorced and I was a single mom. For many, many years, I received my green card, my work permit. When I had the opportunity to enter the workforce, the professional workforce, I was really looking for a meaningful work, something where I could use my language, my Spanish skills. The second was a work where I could help people somehow.
According to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the conditions you must meet and how long it takes so that you can work in the United States depends on the type of immigration status that the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, grants you. You must comply with all of the conditions for your employment authorization and the terms of your admission to this country. If you violate any of the conditions, you could be removed from or denied reentry into the United States. The reality is we want to work. We need to work. And even when we are in the process, there is still a waiting period, and our children still need food on the table and roofs over their heads. So we reinvent ourselves.
Many of us have been in that scenario of contemplating what is next in our lives and in our careers, even more after the pandemic. In Tania's case, she saw Spanish as a skill to start something new. Our experiences and skills makes us unique. When I graduated law school, I learned that I didn't like law firm work, but I gained many skills during law school that to this day have helped me in my life. It was not easy to figure that out. I had to try and try to find what I liked and what I didn't. So whatever your next move is, remember that it takes time. And while you're at it, remember that in a world where you can be anything, be kind to yourself.
Dania's story, and especially having to reinvent herself, really resonates with me. After having been a stay-at-home mom for almost 20 years, I had to reinvent myself after my divorce. Having never worked, it didn't matter to employers that I had an MBA. They wanted to see my experience, and I did not have any work experience. I had been a professional Girl Scout volunteer, and I could speak Spanish. Those were the two skill sets that helped me redefine myself, and speaking Spanish continues to be one of my superpowers. During that stressful time, I found myself standing in line, literally, to get cash assistance and food assistance. In the meantime, I kept looking, and one day I saw that Girl Scouts of Southeastern Michigan posted a job for a Hispanic Initiative coordinator in Detroit. It was almost an hour away, and I didn't have a car, but I knew this was the job for me. And I saved and scraped to buy a junker with no AC. Boy, that drive was hot. But that's how I started working in Southwest Detroit and eventually working with Spanish-speaking business owners in Southwest Detroit, which led to my position as business counselor at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here in St. Louis, all because I spoke Spanish and understood people. Who would have thought?
And I think it's when I landed into State Farm. in the insurance industry, I start working for another agent. I worked for another agent for 3 years, exactly. After my first year, the company, State Farm, contacted me, and they wanted me to go into the agency. I was not ready. Back then, in many aspects, I had a lot to learn. And every day, still I'm learning into this age. But I was not ready. I wanted to wait more, to have more experience. And working with the State Farm, I found how underserved has been the Hispanic community here.
When we come back, Tania shares why she decided to stay in St. Louis as job offers in other parts of the country arrived.
So grab a snack and come back.
From St. Louis Public Radio and Auténtico Podcast, this is We Live Here Auténtico.
Yo te di mi corazón, lo pisaste con tu ego. Ya sé que fui mucha mujer y no lo viste por pendejo.
Many times too, in the past, even Hispanic people didn't took the time to help them. So they have been very underserved. So I found that need. After 3 years, the company contacted me again, and I went into the journey of becoming a State Farm agent, which is not easy. It's not that you raise your hand and they select you. It's not that way. You really have to prove with many competencies, many challenges, that you can be a very productive, very engaged State Farm agent.
Even after Tania made the decision to become a State Farm agent, it wasn't easy. It took her 2 years and 8 months to get through the trainings and a lot of travel. She was traveling to Columbia, Missouri for 2 weeks at a time, or even a week at a time. And as a single mom, this was another challenge for her. While she was trying to find a way to provide for her family, she had to put a lot of work for this new opportunity to become a reality. And she quickly found that there was a need for her expertise and her commitment to educate and make a difference.
When I start working for insurance, I found out that many people didn't even understand what they were getting. Many people came to me, and it sounds funny, but it's not funny. At some point, they were asking for insurance just to show to the police. That's why I just need the one that you show to the police. Or the other one that is very common is, I need the insurance for the plates. And I say, no, sir. And I didn't care if they buy insurance for me. I want them to be educated. So I sat down with them and I say, you need insurance because this reason. This is liability. This is how you are legally protected if you are fall in an accident. You have to understand that. Some people didn't get it and say, well, let me put an example. What happened if you have a kid? Okay, here's your kid, 5 years old. What happened if you're involved in an accident? The other driver was texting, you found out he was texting a driver, and your son is killed. For how much would you sue? The answer always is, I don't know. There's no price. If you put a price, it's like putting a price to your kid, to the life of your family. I say, that's the reason you have to be protected. Accidents happen. We don't plan for accidents. That's the reason you have to have high liability limits. And it's just not with Hispanic people. Many people here, they don't even know what are their liability limits. They're not familiar because nobody takes the time to learn. It's just boring, right? Sometimes insurance. But I found that very interesting. I really devote, I'm still devote a lot of my time educating people. I really, at this point of my life, for me, it's not important if they buy it from me. I want them to know what to ask when they go to another insurance company. To know all the terms, you know, what is the deductible, how the deductible works, what are my limits. If my dog bites somebody, I'm going to be protected. All the things that they are different in our countries. You know, at some point in Mexico, insurance was not required. You could be driving with no insurance and it's okay. Here by law, you have to have insurance. But I want the people to know why they need insurance. It's when I found out that, you know, I can use my Spanish skills, absolutely, to help people. And it fulfilled my other goal, that was helping people. A meaningful job that I can help people somehow.
Even English speakers, we don't necessarily know what we're buying. We buy insurance because we need to show it for the license plate. And the financing company requires me to have insurance in order to drive my car. And so it was really eye-opening to talk to Tania and learn about the lack of information many people have about buying and using insurance, and how much effort she puts into really educating people about what they're getting into and not just accepting a price or an amount for something they don't understand.
For Tania, it's more than just a job. She's helping people to protect themselves, their assets, and their lives while she builds community. And that has also led her to do other things outside of the insurance agency world and being very involved in making sure that people have access to technology and access to language and so many other things that may have nothing to do with insurance.
I wanted to be a person that is reachable to other people. I didn't want to be the insurance agent that works Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Most of the people have my cell phone. I always say, you know, if I take a little bit of time to get back to you, but I will. I wanted the people to know that I'm there for them, to help them, that they can reach out, that I'm not this person that, because sometimes when you see social media, when you see, maybe I have some billboards, when you see that image, but you really don't know the person inside. I wanted to be personable. I love what I do. I love my community. And yeah, I'm very blessed to be working with the Hispanic community that close.
You can often find Tania and her team of bilingual agents at local Hispanic festivals, bearing the St. Louis summer heat, but always smiling and providing education, information, and resources to everyone that stops by in both English and Spanish.
In 2013, when Tania opened her agency, she became the only female Hispanic-owned State Farm agency in the state of Missouri that has a fully bilingual staff.
That's correct. I still have a fully bilingual staff. I cannot have anybody that is not bilingual. We serve both markets. It's just not Hispanics that I have. A lot of the people that I have from here are with me because they love the service. They love the passion, and it's just not me. I think I have been able to share that passion and that vision with my team, and they really do the same. They're passionate about helping others. Doesn't matter if the person is from here or from India or from Mexico. I think it's a passion to help the people. And my team share that with me, and yes, they are fully bilingual. I have 3 girls right now in the office, and they love their job as I love my job. For me, really doesn't feel like I'm going to work. It's just doing something that I enjoy and that I love.
We asked Tania why St. Louis. When she was trying to figure out what her next move would be, why did she decide to stay here?
Right, because it may have been easier for her to be successful using her Spanish in other cities like Miami or LA.
Many reasons, but one I'm gonna tell you. I had an offer to open an agency in Dallas, and I love Dallas, but the need of a Hispanic insurance agent in St. Louis was big. So that was the reason that I decided to stay here and help my community. Many reasons, obviously, back then to the challenging days. There's always challenge in life, but back then it was very challenging for many aspects. Financially, being a single mom was difficult, but I think many things, you know, my daughters, they were born here in St. Louis, and also I wanted them to see an example of autonomy, to be independent, to fight for what they want. And it's when everything starts.
How deep is that? Tania put the needs of the St. Louis Hispanic community first, and she stayed here.
See. Stay tuned as we talk to Tania about leadership and legacy.
My name is Tania Interian, a State Farm agent, Tania's agency, and we live here Authentico. I think you lead with example. You lead with hard work. I like the people in my office to see that I work. I don't expect them to do it. I do it with them. We're a team. And absolutely without them, Tania's agency wouldn't be here. So I give them a lot of credit. It's difficult to manage time because, as I told you, my job is not 9 to 5. You know, a fire in a house is not just between 9 and 5, happen in the middle of the night. I really enjoy it. I love the contact with people. And it's just not Hispanic people. American people text me. But they are very respectful. You know, if they have really an emergency, they have to reach, they reach me. And I know, you know, I'm there for them. It's part of the commitment that I signed for. And I love it. Not everything is pink and happy. You know, it has challenges and it's part of this journey. And I enjoy it with, you know, all these situations. I enjoy the contact with people. I enjoy helping people. If I can do something to help somebody, they don't have to be my customers. If it's in my hands helping somebody, I'm gonna do it. Always.
When it comes to Tania and leadership, it was obvious that she walks the talk. She makes sure her customers have access to her, that they feel connected, and often gives out her cell phone number because she wants to be available and supportive when they have a need, which is usually in an emergency. And she also leads her team that way.
Tania stays so passionate and invested in the community while managing her time with her family, since her business requires a lot of hand-holding and they need to be always available.
You have to find a career that you love doing it, I think. And getting back a little bit for what you say, early, some people don't have degrees, but doesn't matter. If they are willing to learn, if they are willing to put the work, there's many, many people out there that they didn't have the opportunity to go to college. They didn't have the opportunity to get a degree, but they are very, very talented in many things. They have to find their passion and work on that so they don't feel that they are, you know, in the office watching the clock to see at what time they leave. Sometimes I have like, I need to leave. I need to be with my family, but their part, also another part, answering what you asked about how I manage my time with my family, I think they understand my job and they understand my daughters, the importance of my role in the community and helping people. And they embrace it, they understand, and they support me. And they enjoy it too. Many of the events my daughters go and they love, they also volunteer in many of the events and they enjoy helping people. And for me, it's very important to lead with example to my daughters. I want them to be good persons in the community, to learn, to work hard, and also to give back to the community always.
We love hearing that it's not all work and no play, so Tania shares some of her favorite St. Louis places. We also ask her about staying here with us in St. Louis, and what's next?
Well, we love to explore places on the weekend and drive and go to different places. I love to eat different types of food. I think we went to Cahokia Mounds, right? With the girls and, you know, to spend time together in the many, many places St. Louis has to offer. What I enjoy, you know, the typical places, the arts, the museums. But mostly I think spending time with my family and with the community. But absolutely, let me tell you something. My biggest concern that I always talk to my husband is, when I retire, I don't know, with all my clients that I have, I want somebody that take good care of them. That's my biggest concern. You know, as you know, I'm Hispanic myself. Hispanic people can come across like high maintenance. No, it's the part of being underserved that they don't know. So they ask many questions. And I really enjoy, and let me share this with you, people go to my office, sometimes I help them with things that are not in my, you know, my part of my job duties, you know, like filling, you know, the last time I felt one of my customers filling just a form for renewal of the passports, he didn't know how to read. And these are the things, and I share that with my team. This is what makes us different to other people. It doesn't take anything from me to help them. And this is what I say before, if I can help them, why am I not gonna do it? You know, Phil, they don't understand. They bring with papers. What is this? This arrived to my house, nothing to do with insurance, but I explain, oh, it's a letter from so-and-so that you receive. You have to do this. If I know what to do, I will help them. And, you know, for the Hispanic people, a lot of people may think, oh, we're high maintenance. No, people don't know. They have been underserved. They are looking for somebody. They are very loyal. They really appreciate when you help them beyond your duties. And I really enjoy it too. Growing my agency, because obviously we're growing as a Hispanic community, but also one of my dreams when I was about to open my agency is to have a very diverse agency, to have maybe an agent in my office that speak another language so they can help the community and be like a chain for good. That is one of my dreams for the future, for the near future, in the next 5 years.
And what language do you think you want?
You know, I think the first that come to my mind is Vietnamese. There's a big Bosnian community as well, but I love diversity in general.
As our conversation continued, we started to see that Tania's decision to open up her agency has actually created a whole new way of doing business for the people that she serves, as well as our expectations for how other companies and organizations provide language access and cultural competency.
Her team really continues to learn so much and find new ways to serve the community, which has been greater than her original vision.
And they love their job, and they go out of whatever they have to do to help the people. And this is what I love about my team, that I have been able to share that passion with them. And they already, when I hire somebody, they already have the competencies that I'm looking, you know, and to be inclusive is a big part, to be inclusive, you know, to be welcoming, to educate people. It's not selling, it's to educate people about how insurance works in this country. Let me tell you, yes, I did. I think it's a mindset. It was a challenging process, because it's not, as I say before, you raise your hand, I want to be a State Farm agent, okay, you can open the office. It's a very difficult process. You have to show competencies to the company to prove them that you can be a long productive State Farm agent. And then you have a 1 year contract with the State Farm where you have to prove that you can do this. And it's not just selling, it's managing a team, managing an office, solving problems, owning a business. And for me, my mindset was never fail. I say, I'm gonna get my permanent contract. It was never an option to fail. And it required a lot of work, a lot of sacrifices, and that I have to do. But I think has been worth it. And I can tell you still, I work hard. It's not like I work very hard, but I love what I do. I cannot say it enough. I'm passionate about my job. I'm happy really to see more options in St. Louis. People may think, oh, maybe they're opening another agency, another company. Oh, it's my competition. I'm not going to be happy. I'm happy. I'm happy for the community. The community deserves options. The community deserves to be able to choose, you know, with who they feel comfortable, you know, to sit down with this agent from this company to this agent and then choose the best fit for them. I'm happy. I have a lot of, I have another agency, another agent from another company, a broker, you know, female business owner like me, that we help each other very much. We talk very much about all the challenges, and I think there's business for everybody. And I think the life has been very good with me because I see it. There's business for everybody. It's not that I want to grab all the market just for me. No, I'm happy to see more agents. I'm happy to see more options for the Hispanic community. And I think we say it in Spanish, el sol sale para todos.
Tania is not afraid of competition. She welcomes it, and so should we.
Achieving a winning, competitive attitude can be incredibly effective in our lives, starting with the belief that competition can actually make you better.
That is something I often share with the small business owners that I work with, Alejandro. I've done some of the best, most creative work in my professional and business career when I get to work with smart, forward-thinking competitors. They keep me on my toes and inspire me to be more analytical and solution-oriented in my thinking.
I think we can always complement each other. We have different talents, and I think we benefit sharing those talents, sharing our experiences, too, and helping each other. You will always do better when you help other people. There's no other way. And I'm happy always to share my experiences, to mentor people when I can, and to be able to hold hands with other people, because it's really not a competition. When you fail, it's always because you are progressing. To take that experience and move forward and learn from the mistakes, and always look forward to be better, to learn from your mistakes, to face the challenges with grace, and always reach out. It's always good to have a mentor. Always reach out to somebody that can help you, can lift you, and can help you be better in life. Look a mentor. I think that is very important, to have a mentor.
Failure is not an option, Tania mentioned. It's so interesting how common this theme is and continues to be in many conversations we have, not just for the podcast, but also in everyday life.
Tania's quest for a way to support her family and to help her community shows how a simple act of perseverance can put someone on a new, groundbreaking course. She leads with a powerful combination of intention and kindness, and demonstrates how revenue does not define our lives. She puts the needs of the community first and continues to live auténtica.
We say in Mexico, información es poder, information is power, knowledge is power. And I think this helps people to know better professionals, or people that are business owners, to share their experience with the people and may see themselves. You know, when they hear auténtico, they say like, oh, I had the same experience. I didn't know about her, because people can be misled by an image that you can see maybe in the billboards, maybe in the magazine or in social media. But I want people to know that I'm a person like any other. I have many sacrifices. I have many challenges. Still, life throw me a lot of challenges, and it's how we react to those challenges. But I'm a normal person. I work hard. I love to meet new people. I love to help people, and I want people using your platform to know. And I think is how I see in Auténtico, a way to communicate with other people so they can see the real person that is inside.
Transformational leaders are few and far between, but we know that they refuse to compartmentalize who they are. And Tania has professionally, publicly, and very intentionally integrated her identity and purpose with a drive to create real change in our community.
Alejandro, I really enjoyed our conversation with Tania and learning how her own journey brought her various identities as a professional, Spanish speaker, community advocate, and business owner together for a greater good. And in the process, she has changed systems, impacted lives, and opened the door for you and I to come in.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Auténtico team, for this partnership and opportunity. Y'all are opening our worlds and lives to so much beautifully more. Be sure to never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast. Check out previous episodes, get information about our guests, and learn more about what you hear on the show. Visit welivehere.show. Like, listen, and share everywhere how much you're loving what we're doing. It's one of the best and easiest ways to help new people discover us. We Live Here, Auténtico is produced by Gabriela Ramirez Arellano and Alejandro Santiago. Audio engineer is Bill Super Shoe Smith of Shoe Productions. Charlie McDonald helps us out on the board sometimes. And the brilliant minds at Life Creative Group are our one-stop shop and music service for fresh, locally produced sounds with area artists and creatives for our shows. We Live Here is a production of St. Louis Public Radio and PRX. I'm Jade Harrell. Thanks for listening.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From PRX.